Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. As Mike Westendorf mentioned before the break, a January thaw is on its way by later this week. And while that will undoubtedly be a relief after several days and nights of below zero temperatures, the rapid warm-up also comes with some hazards, especially for homeowners. The buildup of ice along roofs and gutters can lead to sudden problems when the ice melts and then refreezes. Mike Wood is sales manager at Callan Construction in Milwaukee. Last spring, he explained to Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce where the areas of greatest concern are.
Well, with what we deal with, many times we're dealing with issues with the roof and the gutters and soffit and fascia and things like that. So what happens during the day is that snow and ice that sits up on the roof melts, and it runs down the roof. The water runs down the roof towards the gutters, and it gets towards the bottom edge of the roof by the eaves. It refreezes. And when it refreezes, it causes ice damming. And that ice damming can cause things like water stains inside the home, water dripping through your soffits. It can actually push gutters off the home. It can damage your shingles. There's a lot of different things that it can do.
So then how do you advise homeowners to protect themselves from this? I mean, it's all going on above you, kind of out of reach. So what are some steps that homeowners can take to prep for this time of year?
There's really two parts to it. There's preventive maintenance, and then once it happens, there's other things that you can do. The first thing is that if we can keep your attic space the exact same temperature as the outside air, you're going to have less of it. So if you think about it being, you know, 25 degrees outside during the day, but if your attic space is 40 degrees, you're going to have that heat rising and melting more of that snow and running off. So if we can keep your attic space down in that 25-degree range, we're going to be better off. And the ways that we do that are through proper insulation in your attic so that the heat from your home isn't rising up and getting in that attic space and melting the snow. And then also, secondly, proper ventilation so that, you know, you're going to get some solar radiation that warms up that attic space as well. If you properly ventilate that and get air moving through there, you're going to keep that temperature low as well. So the more that we can prevent from melting and then refreezing later, the better off we're going to be. Being in Wisconsin, you're always going to have some amount of ice damming because your shingles are going to absorb a lot of the heat from the sun. So if we can take steps while this is happening to help prevent that ice damming from occurring, that helps too. And the biggest way that you do that is through roof raking. And roof raking is where, you know, we have a big snowfall, anything, you know, 2 to 3 inches or more. Within 24 hours of that snowfall, we want to get outside and scrape off the snow from the first 2 to 3 feet of our roof, because what that does is that frees that bottom area up so that as the water does run down, it doesn't get stuck in the snow and it gets right down to the gutter and right off the roof. But the key there is that you have to do it within 24 hours, because if you wait too long, it freezes up, it gets too hard, and now people start chopping away at it with those roof rakes, and now they actually start damaging their shingles if they wait too long.
Do these ice dams also pose a risk to the gutters themselves?
They can, because, well, ice is a lot denser than snow. It's as dense as you can get because it's solid water, and it's a lot heavier than snow, and it also expands. So as it expands, it pushes gutters away from the fascia. We've seen extreme cases where it can actually push the gutters right off of the home. Every gutter, even if they're seamless gutters, has seams on the end caps or where the mitered corners come together. If you get a little bit of water in there and then it refreezes, it pushes that apart, and that eventually causes those seams to leak. We see ice when it gets in the downspouts. One thing a lot of people don't notice is the seams on the downspouts are behind the downspouts against the house. So if you look around behind them, depending on the gauge of the downspout that you put on there, there's a possibility that your downspouts, as they freeze, they're actually going to open up and those seams are going to split open, and they don't go back together. So you have to replace them once that happens. So anything you can do to prevent that and keep that stuff from happening over time is going to cause less damage.
And it will definitely save you some money in the long run from having to replace those gutters.
That's right. It definitely will. I mean, there's a couple other things that you can do. You know, you can do heater cables. That's where if there are certain areas, maybe on a second floor, where you can't reach it with a roof rake, or maybe your health isn't in a condition where you can get out there and rake the roof every time it snows. So you have to do this before it snows, though, but you can have heater cables put up where they zigzag some wire up and down about the first 2 to 3 feet of the roof all the way along the eave, and then they run it back through the gutter, so it's a big loop. And if you put that on, that'll help melt off some of that snow and ice, and many times we'll actually run it up the downspout and back down the downspout as well, so it'll keep the whole thing free-flowing. The other thing that you can do is just kind of a tip if you do get some ice damming that you need to get rid of, it's causing problems, but you don't want to chop away at it. You know, a tip that has been around for years or a little trick is you can take some pantyhose and fill it with calcium chloride. And calcium chloride is like a salt, you know, that you use for your sidewalks, but it's a little safer for your roof. And it ends up being like a long snake, and you can lay it right on top of the ice dam. So what that does is that controls the release and the melting of that calcium chloride or salt into just the ice dam area, and it'll wash away. It'll help free some of that stuff up. It's not really a great solution, but it's in an emergency situation or sometime when you have to get it free or get it out of there. That works too.
So what should homeowners be looking for? Say they haven't taken some of these preventative measures, taken some of these preventative steps. What should a homeowner be looking for to make sure that they're not running into a potentially damaging and costly problem with their roofs?
Well, the first and foremost and the most concerning is if you see any water spots inside your home. And you're typically going to see them along the outside edge of the walls. If you do see a spot, you know, like an inch or two in diameter, keep in mind that's the tip of the iceberg. You probably have a good foot or two of damp or wet insulation up in the attic. So you want to make sure that the moment you see that, you have to realize that you've got a problem. You also want to look for on the outsides by the soffits if you see any water dripping through the soffit. Yes, technically it's outside the home out there. It's not touching your drywall, but it's going through your attic, and that water will eventually rot out that wood that's inside there. So as we continue to work our way out, the other place you could see water dripping would be between the gutter and the fascia board. That's not as concerning. You know, that just means that your gutters have filled up with some water or ice, and they've filled up to the top, and they're starting to overflow, and they might be overflowing on the backside rather than the front side. Still would rather not see it, but that's not as bad as if you see them either through your soffits or from the inside of the house. That's typically what you're going to look for water. The other thing that you can look for that I highly recommend, take a look at your chimney on the outside. A lot of times in our environment, it's very difficult, very harsh environment on brick and mortar. If you see any little chunks of brick laying on your roof after the winter and the spring, or if you can get up there or have a qualified person climb up and take a look at the cap on the chimney, any little cracks that are in there, they're on a horizontal surface. So, you know, if any water or ice gets inside there and expands, typically by the end of winter, they actually get larger, and eventually those tend to work their way in the home too. So on the inside of the home, you might see some water staining around the chimney or above a fireplace, and that's usually an indicator that there might be something wrong with the chimney flashing or the mortar, or need some tuck pointing or a chimney cap or something like that too.
Mike Wood is sales manager at Milwaukee's Callan Construction. He talked with Stephanie Lecce last spring about the impact of the freeze-thaw cycle on homes. You can find links to all of WUWM's stories and interviews about the cold, the so-called polar vortex, from WUWM.com. A break now, and in just a moment, the head of the U.S. Fund for UNICEF on the organization's progress in reducing childhood deaths in the developing world. This is Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.